El Dorado and La Cueva knotted up at 28 after it was 28-7 El Dorado after one half of play. It was 14-7 El Dorado after one. Smith, a six-yard pass to Grayson Hertrich. 69-yard Summer to Williams pass tied it. Then Gallegos, a six-yard run. Here's Smith rolling out to his left, looking middle of the field. Bars makes the catch at midfield. He is inside La Cueva territory and all the way to the 40. That is their favorite play, Coach. First time we've seen it tonight.
Well, Smith, he's ice water. I mean, he just rolled out. He sprinted out from the formation from his left and set up after about a five-step sprint and threw a backside post to Bars, who just reached out, both arms, caught that ball, arms extended, and hauled it in. Another big change of possession, and now the Eagles are in four-down territory and a tie ball game.
Aiden Napier on the stop. First and 10, 37-yard gain right there, and Smith out of the gun. Smith will fake. Smith being rushed. He is sacked at the 44.
Well, the defensive group, the unit for La Cueva, has definitely picked things up. I mean, Smith was able to operate undaunted in the first half, and now there's more pressure on him. He has really come up with some clutch plays, and I'll tell you, the way he performs, just the fact that he got sacked, is not really detrimental to him. He's going to back bounce it up and get on to the next snap.
First official sack, and here's Gallegos. He is tripped up as he got the ball at the 45, and he is tumbled down at around the 44, so maybe a gain of one, but not much there by Gallegos. They had the passing game, as they're going to give him 1 yard there to the 44 from the 45, so 1 yard for Gallegos.
Well, the Eagles have a good screen pass situation. They also run a great sprint draw that goes to the backside to Gallegos. They'll run it starting to the right leg. Gallegos break back to his left. So plenty of opportunities and plays in the bag for the Eagles.
Third down, and here's Smith rolling out to his right. He's going to flare right side. Got a man down there, and that's another beautiful catch at the 17-yard line, this time by Zach Hoffman. Hunter Cardiff on the stop, but Zach Hoffman on the catch. And by the way, Coach Williams, that is his first catch of the season.
Well, the Eagles have had two kids that showed up tonight and didn't know that they were going to be stars. Ben West made an interception in the first half, and now on third down and plenty, sprint out play, a lot of pressure on Smith, and he throws it down to a sophomore who catches the ball in traffic and holds on.
Here's the pitch now. Gallegos, left flat. He bounced off a tackler to the left sideline of the 10. Spins around to the 5, and he is toward the goal line. They're going to mark him at around the 2-yard line.
And just a great play on the speed option to the left, into the boundary. Gallegos takes the pitch from his quarterback. A great bit of contact by Loydol. He came up and hit Gallegos, but you better lock him up. He did not. Gallegos continued on down the left sideline, spun out of yet another tackle, and they're in business first down at the 2-yard line.
First and goal at the 2, 14-yard gain there by Gallegos. After that 28-yard reception by Hoffman, handoff Gallegos, breaks to his right, towards the end zone. He is in, touchdown El Dorado.
What a great comeback for the Eagles, a nice drive, just a clutch. Two-pass play by Smith, one to Bars, one to Hoffman. And it's really just an excellent performance by a high school quarterback. He's only about 5'8", weighs 140 pounds, got great quickness, and obviously a strong arm. The play by Hoffman in the right flat was just a ball that dropped right into his arms, and he held on in big contact.
So a touchdown. And the point after is up and good by Brady Dickman. And we have 9:09 to go here in the fourth quarter. El Dorado retakes the lead. It's El Dorado 35, La Cueva 28. 6A quarterfinals on ESPN Radio, 101.7 the team. 2-yard touchdown by Richard Gallegos is given El Dorado a 35-28 lead, 8 plays, 75 yards, capped off by the touchdown. Gallegos, by the way, made amends for that big fumble where they had it. First and goal at the 4. He fumbled into the end zone. And a kick will be returned by LaCueva. And this is Williams. Williams got speed as he gets across the 30. And they'll stand him up at around the 32. And LaCueva will take over first and 10. And anytime DeAndre Williams gets the ball, you never know.
Well, there's no sense to think that it's going to be anything but frantic for the last 9 minutes of this game. Both teams really meeting the challenge. El Dorado had a big lead and were tied up. But, you know, they had to go through that business of allowing a fumble into the end zone and resulting in another LaCueva score. But after a tie ball game, the Eagles answered the bell and came right back with a go-ahead score.
And here's the handoff, and that's going to go to Williams. Middle of the field on a straight-ahead run. He gets to about the 34 for a gain of 2. Colin Bars gets his third tackle of the night.